Blog Talk Radio.
Living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord?
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that all have had a good day today, and that you've enjoyed it, that you've walked close with the Lord Jesus Christ, and I pray that you have had a chance to share some of the Word of God with someone else today. And maybe someone that is walking in darkness has received your help to get them thinking about what they are missing and thinking about and coming to a knowledge of knowing they need someone besides themselves, and come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we have opened your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and minds so they be receptive unto this your word, Father, and that we can learn the truth and receive knowledge that will help us, Father, to help someone else from darkness to light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Now be with us, Father, throughout this study, and I ask this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right, now, we're going to be in the 14th chapter of John, the Gospel of John. man. We come inside of this Jesus the way to the Father. So here in verse 1, it's short. But then when you go looking at it, and by knowing God's word, it brings quite a bit to man. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Now, let not your heart be troubled. You know, that can refer to Peter and the apostles. Jesus telling them that. This is Jesus speaking. Because he had just told Peter of his denial of his Lord. But you know, the larger reference is to all apostles through whom Jesus is going to lay the foundation of the church. His comfort also includes instructions about his departure and the sending of the Holy Spirit, the promise of spiritual power, of answered prayer, and of peace. Well, think about it, but especially the promise of his return. Because you see, now, as we go on, here too, Jesus is telling us, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. If I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's letting those know that are his children what they can be hoping and expecting when they step out of this life and into the next. But once again, I remind you that if you are going there, you will have had to reach the point of being a born again child of God. Now, but he told us that we can be there with him. Because he goes on here in 4 and tells us, he says, and whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Now, how do we know where he goes? And how would we know the way? Because it is all written in God's word. Every bit of it, everything you and I need or will ever need is in this word. Now, you say, oh, no, you know, there's things that I need, you know, that God just don't give. I need more money, and God don't give money. It all belongs to him. And he, yes, he can get you money. If what you are wanting that money for is for the right reason and the right purpose. You see, because the things we do and set up all needs to be for the glory of Almighty God. Now, five. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And he's walking right with him. But you see, at this time, when Jesus is talking to him, he's still here with them. So they are still more or less on their own as far as their understanding and all goes. And also, they don't have what you and I have got. They don't have this gospel, this word of God, to study. They are there learning as they go because they have nothing to study with. And they have not been baptized and filled the Holy Spirit yet. Now, Jesus answered Thomas here in 6, but telling him, he says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You heard me tell you time after time after time, and I'll continue telling you. The only way we can get to heaven and get to the Father is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way we reach the Heavenly Father, even in prayer, is by the name of Jesus. Still through him. Now, 7. He goes on to tell him, he says, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. They saw him because they had seen Jesus. And they had known him because they had seen Jesus and known Jesus. You see, because these three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one, and we're beginning into some more about that later on down through the Bible. Now, 8. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth. Uh-oh, here we go again. You see, now, he's telling the Lord, show us the Father, and it will be enough for us. 9. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Because you see, the Father is in Jesus. And Jesus is in the Father. So, and seeing Jesus, the Father was also there. Now, we know that no man has ever seen the face of the Father and live. Scripture tells us that can't happen. We'll not see the Father's face till we step out of this life and into the next. 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. And that's the kind of life you and I are to be living today. But are we? They are a lot out there that are claiming to be Christian, that are not, because they don't know him. They don't know his word because they don't take the time to do what they should be doing in fulfilling the plan of salvation and setting their lives up to deal with the Lord and the Lord to deal with them, because they are too busy about themselves and walk with pride and selfishness that is keeping them away from the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God. A lot of them just don't want to take the time to study his word, and especially every day. And yet we are told in the Gospels to study this Bible every day. But most won't do it. And yet, though they want the best from God. 11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. You see, he's telling you and I that if we really believe in him, and we are what we are supposed to be, that born-again child of God, we can do the same works he was doing. What was he doing? He was healing the blind, the deaf, the lame, any sickness or illness. He was bringing those out of darkness and bringing them to a saving knowledge and putting them where they needed to be in that day and time and receiving them as his followers, because they were already believing in him. Now, 13. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You see, we do these works and things not to build up ourselves, but we do them to build up the Lord Jesus Christ and to glorify Him and the Father. You see, that is our purpose of becoming that born-again child of God. And when we do, we have also become heirs with Him. That's according to God's word. Now, 14. He says here in 14, basically the same thing that he tells us in 13, partly. It says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. He didn't say might. He didn't say maybe. He said, I will do it. But you see, we have to go through Him. No other way. We can't pray to the saints or to the angels. We can't pray to His Mother Mary and all to receive anything. It all has to be done through Him and in His name. No other way. Now, 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Where's these commandments? Where do we find these commandments? Here in the Word of God. That's why it's so important to study the Word. Because these commandments are there. 16. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Now he's talking about giving us another comforter. He's stressing here that the Holy Spirit, and he's calling Him another, like Jesus, a comforter. And he is also an advocate called alongside for aid in time of trouble. You see, the same word in 1 John, 2nd chapter, 1st verse, advocate. Advocate. They become our advocate. In other words, today we can put it, they have become our attorneys, our lawyer, because they're going to speak for us. They're going to intercede for us. And they are there to bring to us the want and the wishes of Almighty God and the things that He wants you and I to have will come through the Lord Jesus Christ, brought by the Holy Spirit. 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. He's not up there in heaven, and we're trying to call Him down and wait on Him. He is already in us if we are his. You see, this is what mankind is not realizing. Come on down here now. It's 19. Here, let's go to 18. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Now, you see, this is why we're living today, is because he is living. He's in heaven, but he is also spiritually inside of us, given us what we need in order to make it through the day and to be able to do what we need to be doing. Now, 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. 20. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. So now what does that make within each of us? He and the Father, plus the Comforter that has been sent, all three may have come at the same time. But we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit living within each one of us. 21, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. You know, there is a whole lot in this 14th chapter about you and I and him and the Holy Spirit. Now, 22. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot. Lord, how is it thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He's talking about making their abode, which means he's letting you and I know that to make their abode means the divine indwelling is conditional on love and obedience to Jesus' words. The word of the gospel is primarily, though not exclusively, in view here. But you see, that's what it's all about. As I've told you, you have the three of them abiding in you. But that's what that word abode means. Means indwelling. 24. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. He said, these words you're hearing from me are not mine. They are the Father's that sent me. And that's why you keep hearing me tell you, don't give mankind your words. Giving the words that the Spirit, Holy Spirit, is given to you to speak. That makes a big difference. Your words, even if they're right, have no authority. But the words that is given to you by the Holy Spirit carries that authority with them. And that makes a big, big difference. Now, there's a lot of men out there that disagree with me. But that's because they're walking in darkness. They don't have the Holy Spirit within them. So they don't have the understanding that they should have. All right, now, 25. These things have I spoken to you, being yet present with you. 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. You see, the work of the Holy Spirit is just what I've just got through telling you. 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The children of God do not walk through this world in fear. I know that the Lord is coming soon. He may come while I am still here. I don't know. No man knows the day, the month, the year. We don't know, but we do know it is close and getting closer every day. We're seeing the signs he gave for you and I to watch for getting stronger every day, especially the signs he gave us to watch Israel for. We're seeing them come about every day. We know it's coming to the church. It's not too far off. Now, 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. 28. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto my Father, for my Father is greater than I. 29. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. 30. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. He's talking about Satan there. The prince of this world that we are living in. 31. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. In other words, let us all awake and arise and go forth the ways of God in His Word, spreading this Word as far and as wide as we can, doing all we can in order to bring others to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, teaching them how to fulfill that salvation rightly, because there are a lot of them out there that is teaching it wrong and doing just opposite to what they should be doing. But to fulfill it right and walk in righteousness with your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to make heaven your home. And that's what we need to be teaching today to all, and trying to get as many to come in and join with us in our Bible study. Let this ministry grow, reaching out to the world and doing what the Lord God wants us to do. And we all can, because we all walk in different lives. We live in different places, but yet we can come together. He made the way for us to come together and to be in His Word, and that's through this Bible study. Right now, and whatever else He will bring to us. Because this ministry is not mine. It's not Kenny's. It's not Dennis's. It belongs to the Lord. We are here as servants and overseers of this ministry, and to do everything that we are led to do to continue building it and bringing in the fruit out of the harvest, because it's right. The Word tells us that. And to bring it in to the Lord our God. That is what our purpose in life should be all about. Too many of us, we want to take and do things just according to what we think is the time we need to spend. No. Your whole life is to be spent in doing and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for your saints wherever they are in this world. We know, Father, they are scattered. And some are walking daily and walking in danger, knowing that if they are caught in teaching and preaching this word, means imprisonment and death. And Father, yet they are doing just that. The Holy Spirit works with them, keeps them in health, keeps them safe, and see to their needs. For Israel, Father, right now, they've got everything going on, Father, but peace. Destruction, death, for peace to come to Israel. But even more than that, we are praying for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And Father, this land of ours, the evil that's setting in offices in our government that has brought evil to our people and even into our churches. Father, that all of the evil leadership be removed from office and replaced by those that are yours, that love you, love the Lord Jesus, love the church, love your people, and love this country. And that will work with us to help us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back on the foundation in which it was founded. And that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, for those that are a part of this ministry and study with us, I'm praying for them. Jenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy, Amy's husband Tom, Amy's son Jacob, for Millie, Bobby Johnson, James Taylor, myself, my wife, all of our family, Father. I pray for each and every one of us to walk in health, walk in safety, walk without fear in our lives, knowing that man can do nothing to us to keep us from God. Because, Father, even though they would bring death upon us, to be absent from this life would be to be present with the Lord Jesus, which would be gain for us, Father. So we have nothing to fear when we become that born-again child of the living God. Now, Father, as we separate for the rest of this evening and tonight, I ask to be kept safe. Let us rest through the night. Wake in time to be ready your study sometime in the morning, 10 a.m. Now, Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Walk with God. Hold on to Him. And He'll hold on to you. And I pray that this night you'll receive a blessing from me. Now may God be with you. Good evening, all.